The president of Kenya is on a state visit to the U.S. William Ruto will hold talks with President Biden at the White House today ahead of tonight's state dinner. The diplomatic menu will surely include Haiti, where Kenyan police officers started arriving this week. They're part of a multinational force tasked with seizing control of the country from armed gangs. Can that international mission succeed? NPR's Eder Peralta spent some time with those gangs and brings us this story.
The only way into the gang-controlled neighborhoods of Port-au-Prince is on a motorcycle. So we ride past the National Palace, past burnt-out cars, we zig past barricades, and suddenly, we're in a very different city.
No police, very few people on the streets.
It feels like a war zone. Windows are shattered, cars lay upside down in the middle of the streets. The walls of one of the police stations have been blown out, the insides ransacked and burnt. It sits like a corpse, a symbol of who's in charge. We make a turn and find ourselves in the middle of a gang parade. There's a band up front, and behind them, dozens of gang members, men with their faces covered, carrying handguns, assault rifles, machetes, and knives. Clearly, it's intended to show force against an imminent international mission. One of the gang leaders, a man who goes by Passé, calls me over.
America, Canada, La France.
The Canada and French and the U.S. who made the situation like this. So they want to do, like a bloodshed here in Haiti.
Haiti has been spiraling toward anarchy ever since President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated nearly 3 years ago. In the jostle for power, the gangs, which used to fight each other, created a coalition and started fighting the government. Thousands have died. Nearly 400,000 people have been displaced. A prime minister was forced to resign. The international community installed a transitional government, but the gangs were left out. This chaos, Passé insists, was not created by them. Instead, he says it was created by Western-backed politicians and businessmen who give them American-made weapons.
So we don't make weapons and bullets here in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. So they give us the weapons. So if they want to get the weapons back, they have to sit down with us to find a solution. Basically, we need a seat at the table.
So a seat at the table and you drop your weapons?
No,
he says, it wouldn't be that easy because those who gave us the weapons have now created new gangs. I meet Leslie Voltaire in Pétionville, one of the only neighborhoods still fully under government control.
Our number one priority is to establish security in order to have rule of law.
Voltaire is one of seven voting members of the country's transitional government. Their ultimate goal is to steer Haiti toward democratic elections. But
if we do an election right now, the gangs will be in the parliament, they will be in the presidency, they will be in the prime minister's office.
The only way forward, he says, is to pacify the country with the help of an international force. He says over the past couple of years, the U.S. asked Canada and Brazil to lead a force into Haiti. Both declined, and the only country that raised its hand was Kenya. Voltaire says they are aware that Kenya's security forces have a checkered human rights record and have also been unable to quell an Islamist rebellion in their own country.
It's a necessary evil.
A necessary evil. Haiti's own police, he says, is corrupt. According to some estimates, 40% of the police are associated with gangs. So Voltaire says the Kenyan forces are their only choice.
We know that it's not the best thing that we have, but it's what we have.
Creo que mi amigo Leslie se equivoca.
I believe my friend is wrong.
That is political analyst Camille Chalmers. He says there is a mistaken belief that Haiti cannot sink deeper into crisis. But he says, look at MINUSTAH. In 2004, following a coup d'etat, the United Nations approved a Brazilian-led peacekeeping force intended to get Haiti to elections. When the mission ended in 2017, says Chalmers, Haiti was left in shambles.
Por ejemplo, el sistema judicial está en la situación más debilitada.
The justice system was weakened. So were the jails. The electoral system had lost all its credibility.
The situation now is arguably more complex. The gangs, which used to be enforcers for politicians, have now become well-armed militias fighting for power of their own. Chalmers says, like MINUSTAH, foreign forces will deploy without much input from any Haitians. To Chalmers, the mission is already doomed.
Se hace en el contexto tradicional de la dependencia, ¿no?
It's the same as before, being done in a context of dependence.
Nosotros te damos lo que tenemos, lo que queremos darte.
We give you what we have, what we want to give, without any serious effort to understand the battlefield.
Amid all of the political wrangling, the police in Haiti are adrift. They drive around Port-au-Prince in smashed armored vehicles with bad weapons and little ammunition.
I can tell you the police itself is demobilized.
That's a current police officer who asked us not to use his name because he fears retribution.
The majority of police stations have been ransacked and looted, attacked by the gangs.
He describes a police force that hasn't talked to the incoming Kenyan forces, that is not getting any support from the government. Instead, he says, it is the rich politicians and business owners in Port-au-Prince who are directly giving them weapons and ammunition. They're calling the shots.
When the gangs attacked the rich areas of Port-au-Prince, the business owners gave us ammunition to fight them.
The gangs, he says, were created by the powerful to protect their business interests. On many occasions, he says, he has witnessed police commanders giving gangs a heads up on their operations. And now that the powerful have lost control of the gangs, he says, they are using the police as their new armed wing. I ask about the Kenyan-led mission.
Do you think they'll be able to take on the gangs?
No, because you first have to deal with the people who gave them the guns to begin with.
He has no doubt, he says, that if the Kenyans just set out to destroy the gangs, the powerful in Haiti will only make more. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.